Fake knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Wash dishes?
And you say, after she washes the dishes, then in clear water she...
Rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Washcloth. Dishcloth.
Okay. What's a washcloth? Is that something different?
No, I've heard it, but I don't know what it is. I was thinking about a dishcloth.
What do you call the little piece of cloth or rag you use for bathing? Bathing yourself? Would you call that a washcloth or a wash rag or face cloth?
Maybe that's what I was thinking about. I can show it to you, but I can't.
Would you call that in Spanish? Or?
Toallita, we call it a little small towel.
Mm-hmm. Most of the common terms, you know, like things around the house, do you usually refer to them in Spanish or English? Or?
Both. Which one is easiest?
Mm-hmm. What about this language called Tex-Mex?
Where we combine the English with Spanish.
Exactly.
Half the sentence would be in English, half in Spanish.
Uh-huh. Most of the people that, you know, your friends that you've grown up with, what language do you speak to them?
Well, Spanish.
Do you speak the Tex-Mex at all?
Yes. Yes, we do. We mix it up.
What about, you've got four children? Is that right?
Yes.
Three grown and one living
one,
here?
One little one that was here. Did you see a little boy?
Uh-huh.
That's the youngest one.
Which language do you speak to him?
Well, mostly English.
Why is that?
Well, he speaks more English than Spanish, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I speak to him mostly in English.
Are all your children like that? They speak more English than Spanish?
Yes.
Did you decide before they were born that you wanted them to grow up speaking English, or?
Well, I wanted them to be educated. And I have two school teachers. Mm-hmm. One's coach and teacher, and the other one's school teacher.
Those two? Your wife was saying?
Yes.
He's the coach.
Two. He's a coach and teacher, and she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's married, the one you saw at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the little one is straight honor roll student.
I can tell with all the encyclopedias you have around.
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of flowers under them, and he took all the books and set them on top of the flowers. They got some kind of project, and you wanted to put weights on.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all the books out of there.
You think it's a children who grow up with their parents speaking Spanish to them, are they at a disadvantage when they go to school?
Well, depends on who they tangle with in school, I believe.
What do you mean?
Well, if they run around with a kid and speaks English, well, they're going to speak English too.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go around with boys that speak Spanish, well, they're going to speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, most of them speak English.
What do you think of that? Does it bother you that English is replacing Spanish? Do you think Spanish is going to just die out eventually?
No, I don't think so. It's not going to die completely. It's going to slow down a little.